Spain declared a national state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a new state of emergency and overnight curfews across the entire country, except for the Canary Islands. The move came after Spain became the first EU member state to pass the grim milestone of 1 million cases. The United States remains the hardest hit country, and on Saturday, it set a daily record for new COVID-19 cases for the second straight day at nearly 89,000. With a further surge expected as cold weather comes. After the U.S., the worst affected countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and Britain, while Colombia is the latest country to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The disease is taking its toll on politicians, too, with Bulgaria's prime minister joining a growing list of leaders who have tested positive for coronavirus. Pope Francis named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80, who are eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. He'll be the first African-American to hold the rank. He's 72 years old, so he will be able to weigh in on the new pope.